Okay, welcome to My Creepy Haunted Life. This is Abigail Reynolds with my co-host, Michael Colby.
Hey, everyone.
Jack Billings presents Haunted Apartment Complex. Let's get spooky! Yeah! So good!
My favorite real Michael! This is Jack. It's just... Oh, Lordy Lou! It's just so unfairly unjust! Why, oh why, did it have to be you? Oh, biscuits and gravy! Why couldn't it have been the one that was already dead to me? In both my heart and in my brains, and most probably inside of my bones also. I only do wish you would have listened to me. But you just had to be so very brave, venturing out into uncharted, the unknowable, the ghost world. willingly putting yourself in gravely, gravely grave dangers for me. Oh, it's not worth it. Your afterlife it's worth so much more than this Pearl Koran talking board. Maybe. I mean... Not in a monetary value. Not, I mean, not even close, really. Oh, I am so very glad to have this board now. And really, it was old Krusty Milton who acquired it for me. So, boy howdy, ghost bud. Not only did you completely fail in completing a saucy spiced plum of an easy mission, but you put an end to your adventures here in the world with me. Well, at least you've been reunited with your lame-o friends from the boring world that you came from. And maybe with the right sort of lowering the bar attitude, you can, convince yourself that's like, you know, heaven or whatever. A true Valhalla-roo, yeah. well, righto. Into this sweet night, bud. Wow, this board is awesome.
Dearly departed friend Michael. My memories of Michael are deep conversations of Bigfoot, the Staten Island Triangle, and the moon landing hoax. When I think of Michael, I picture him eating Vienna sausages cold right from the can, liquid and all. He was that kind of guy. He was dedicated to debunking hoaxes, including the global Earth theory. I don't know if he believed the Earth was flat or some other shape, but he was going to prove it. He was always full of good advice, like never enter a bar where the patrons are singing Sweet Caroline. Once, when discussing politics with me, he explained that the state of Ohio is a hoax created by the government to fix elections. He was a wealth of that kind of knowledge. I will miss his stories. In closing, I'd like to read a haiku I wrote for Michael. A haiku for you. Michael Colby died, or was he buried alive? Please return my toast. Cheers, Michael. Rest in peace.
Alive, living Michael, eh? You want me to talk about all the good memories I have of the me from a different universe who, for some reason, became best friends with Jack Billings and brought me nothing but pain and annoyance? Do you want me to talk about the time that he broke into our house, went into our bedroom, pulled out all of Trixie's underwear, and stapled it all over the hallway? We were finding pairs of underwear for weeks. Or do you want to talk about the time that he put all of my kids' toys into a wood chipper and then took all the pieces and glued them back together into, like, crazy monstrosities that Tim still has nightmares about? Or how about the time that he tried to learn the magic to turn a knife into a ghost so that Adam Lynch could stab me in my ghost butt with his ghost knife? Is that enough good memories? How about when he took all of my stuff with the help of Jack Billings to put in the room right next to the pinball room that I have a hard time getting to at all, even though it's all I want to do, and he has access to it at all times, with all of my stuff in it. And then, after he did all that, he filled our apartment with sweet tea and killed Trixie. Is that enough? Is that enough good examples? Like, I don't know what you want me to say about this guy. Let me be clear. I'm glad he's gone. I hope we never see him again. I hope that ghost dimension Giovanni Chianti found him, and he's doing experiments on them until he experiences unbirth. Like, I don't... There's nothing good that I can say about that, Michael. He was the shittiest person that I have ever had to deal with. I hate him, and I'm glad he's dead. Is that good enough?
Boy, howdy! Just me again! It's Jack Billings, bud, so listen up and in, yeah? So, you know how I alluded to the idea that you were, you know, at peace now, in some sort of better place or whatnot? Well, biscuits and gravy, what I'm shooting silly about here is that while I was staring at my newest glorious earthly possession, I remembered that, you know, you're in fact not in a better place after all. You're being experimented on for all eternity now. And from what I understand about number science, it's gonna be a frickin' heck of a long time, bud. I asked around the ghost community to, you know, make sure that, all these things that are going on, you know, it's like forever now. And, I wanted to be certain that they weren't hurting you or whatever. I am so very glad that I can get that weight off of my sloped, weak shoulders because, an answer I most certainly did receive. A whole mess of them. And they all confirmed the exact same thing. That I was incorrect in my assumptions and all of the unbirthing and rebirth procedures are bound to make you wish for no afterlife at all. Huh. What a shame, huh? So, in conclusion, it's not really fair that I have to think about you being in constant eternal pain. And I've decided that the only way for me to heal and move forward is to forget that you ever existed. Oh, well, I suppose it's for the best, yeah. And since you didn't have a will, I took the liberties of having Kid Lawyer whip one up with my supervision. Basically, Evie just moved in, and now all of Michael's stuff that we took from him so that you could have stuff is now her stuff. Oh, and Bud, I really don't want to know what was up with this, but just so you know, she threw away your pillow and wouldn't speak for 3 entire days afterwards. Kay, make the best of your unrest or whatever. Bye forever!
Hello. I have been directed by an acquaintance to say polite things about some version of Michael Colby. As the sole surviving member of Clan Fiasco on the Prime Material, I believe our clan's reverence hum will suffice in these trying times.
Michael Colby.
I apologize for my lack of decorum at the end. That is all.
Michael was, you know, I don't know, I think I like the ghost Michael better. He doesn't, you know, rub my head or toss my hair, you know, like old people do to little kids. It insults me. And then he would call me Jack Jr., and that's just not accurate. Or, well, anyway, so long, and another time, another dimension, another place, maybe, but no, safe travels, buddy.
Okay, so by farewell, you mean like I should say something nice about him? Oh, pal, are you kidding me? Finding out that we finally got rid of that imposter, Michael, was, I mean, it was easily one of the happiest moments of my entire life. Hey, listen, I'll be real here. I really don't like anyone. I mean, I go through my day-to-day with a scale of basically how much I dislike someone. Anyway, Michael Colby, the real one who lives here, he's like off the dislike scale so far that he created his own hate section of things. So when my dog, Shitty Grandpa, killed him, I felt like things were finally starting to go my way. Rest in peace, Shitty Grandpa. Then the asshole comes back as a ghost, and it was sort of back to how it was before. I mean, for a while anyways. Then, one day I wake up, and there's another alive, living, other Michael that, you know, I have to put up with every single fucking day. Really, the only good thing to come out of all of this that I can think of is that I found out that the Liam in the place other Michael is from, he has an Abigail there, and in this place, it's like, she's his forever girl. And I'm pretty sure that they fuck a lot. What I'm trying to say, pal, is that now all I can think about is winning Abigail over. I mean, look, I know I've tried for years now, but if in some reality somewhere we're together and things are going really well, right? I mean, so like, if I keep trying, then one of these days it's bound to work, and maybe I can finally be happy. Michael, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving me the encouragement to keep trying to win over the woman who seems to want absolutely nothing to do with me. Because I know without a doubt now that if I never give up, eventually she's going to see things my way and just accept that we're meant to be together. And, I mean, if this goes all horribly wrong, well, then there's obviously no one to blame but Michael, the one who's dead now. You know, the other one.
What do you mean it's my turn?
My turn? To do this?
Fine.
Give me the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, and those that are also guilted to be here, gather round for a eulogy that I think is more ethereal than earthly. Now here lies this dirty-ass having unalive slice of shit. And he's got a soul that's so shitty, even death is gonna have to bring a ladder in here for his high-level prickery. And all you do is talk about the memories. Oh, I have some memories. I remember the one time this piece of shit tried to high-five me, and I ended up not being able to stab his butt. Do you remember that? Look at him. Though he may have slipped through our grasps, their spirit remains untouchable, yet ever-present during my nocturnal ghost missions. You know what I mean? Ghost come. And as they journey beyond, let us remember them not for their earthly bounds, but for their stupid laughter, lame humor, and all the male lingerie they left in the attic puddle. I have to step over that now. I hate it. Rest in peace, dear friend, and may your afterlife be filled with the souls of the shitheads that are in this room, because I hope you all die soon, unless you can help me become tangible. So with that being said, this has been my time. They're giving me that flashy light thing. And honestly, I love them, and no one's ever going to know. Goodbye. I hope the food is good for you.
Michael, Steve W. here. Well, you know how I feel about these types of things, but I felt like I really need to go on record with all this. Here it goes. Michael Colby, unlike the vast majority of the participants in this send-off, I only knew the version of you that was apparently a visitor here, and I enjoyed your company. I never met the Michael Colby who's lived here in this reality his whole life, nor do I care to. This isn't so much as an I told you so, but more of a, wow, I really wish that you would have listened to me situation. For as I've attempted to teach you since the ill-fated day that we met on the public bus, the legion of our beautiful Lucifer is vast indeed. And if you had simply engaged a demon or three with some sort of agreement, then you would still be around. Hell, I spent so much time working on these things with you. The names, the sigils, the rituals. I suppose it's for the best, though. Rest in power, my ally. Steve W., down with the 666, hail Satan.
Here's here. It's me, the goat boy. So, Jock, he wanted me to do this thing for Michael. And I kind of just pieced it together that there's two. What? There were two. I don't really like either of them, but we got stuck with the good one. So, I mean, bye, Weird Michael. Yeah, I was gonna kill you either way, but made this shit easier. Toodaloo.
Alive, living Michael, hey? Well, I can't say that alive, living Michael's ass was way better than the Michael that we have here. That our Michael has the flattest ass I've ever seen. And man, that cake on alive, living Michael, he must have ranked in the top five asses in this building. Yeah, probably number five. I mean, they had a nice tone. I mean, that Michael was just in much better shape than our Michael. I think the number four ass in the building was that girl Abigail. I mean, it's nice. It's nice and juicy, nice big round shape. It's a beautiful ass, but don't ask me how I know this, but it's just too pale. The white cheeks, I like a nice tan butt cheek. And that Abigail, she can't even get a good tan line. Now, number three is that bartender Hazel. My goodness, she just wears the tightest jeans you've ever seen, and she struts her stuff. Sometimes when I'm there watching stand-up comedy open mic nights, I just sit there in the back and I creep over that Hazel's sweet ass and I just smoke a cigarette in the corner and really perv out. Now, speaking of the comedy open mic nights, you might be surprised, but the second best ass in the building is Kevin Train Moxley. Oh man, that guy's got some cake. I just want to take a big old bite out of it. Adam tells me that when they're in the apartment by himself, he just walks around in his tidy whities, and he said that some of them just have the holes in all the right spots. Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall during one of those days. Now, the number one ass in the building is Maureen. Now, not normally. I don't want to talk too much about Jack Billen's wife, but man, during her time of the month, when that tail comes out of there and the hair grows out, oh, I'm getting hot just thinking about it. I can't. Now that I'm thinking of all these asses, I can't.
Oh, fuck, guy. Hey, it's like me, it's motherfucking Sil Larry. I think I might miss a lot of Little Michael. A painful amount to like take all in. Okay, step back, cause this shit gets fucking confusing. First, we got like Ray Michael, who lives up in the apartments and shit, and he go and get fucking murdered real bad by Liam Dog, shit grandpa, and shit. But like, not where I'm thinking, cause like we go and Michael goes now, y'all like floating around shit, and he go and like Jack B ex girlfriend psychopath Trixie, like number two of them, but like then they're in fucking love and shit and all that kind of stuff like normal and like here for a while, huh? And they like, huh, then there's other Michael from like space or some shit. He came, he like fucking died the place he from, fucking whatever. And then he come on over here to the apartments, so like alive here. And like not dead guy or ghost type, he alive living Michael. So Michaels fucking hate each other, right? And there's like a live living other Michael. He drowned number two Trixie in a bunch of like the fucking sweet tea. Like I said it was gonna happen. And it was like fair straight out. It went before all stars, so I out of it. Here it gets even more confusing because there's the twist. And it's shitty for some folks because like, the ghost Michael here, he goes and fucking killed the other one, space guy one, and cause that's all, like, now, Michael who's dead cause of dog, now he's alive again, and he hate being alive so much, fuck, and like, a living Michael, he's like, not alive no more, and he's become like fucking ghosts. like sort of switch Michael from he got me fucking thinking. Did they switch form? Like fucking spooky spirit Michael and born human form 100%? Or they just, you know, maybe swap the brains out now? Fucking alive living Michael, he has old lazy Michael brain, and Michael here, he very starting like fucking time traveling Michael, and he's just a shitty aspiration, and he's like haunting no brain. Then I get thinking even more about it, and I'm like, fuck, guy, Silver, why you even care about this shit? Cause like, you should be sleeping and get all chired up, charged for rest of the day, so you're not sipping that motherfucking latte all day. Not like Michael or Michael was favoring anything, no shit. You gotta like, go on about things like nothing's happened anyway. So what I'm gonna say, rest in peace, whichever one you use ghost science place that torture porn, and like fucking, you get some rest, cause otherwise you can make me real sad inside. So instead, just not gonna ever think about you again. Good night. I need some like self care, whatever fuck.
Fuck yeah, it's Tucker. Hey bro, it's me, Tucker. I already said that, but you know, we never re-record anything, so fuck yeah. So, you're dead, huh? That sucks. I was looking at my calendar, and next week it was you. You were on my friends, make that person your friend list. That was you next week. I was gonna be like, oh, hey there. And shit like that. I mean, I can do it. It's just gonna be really weird. Come back soon? You can do it. Love you, Michael.
It has recently come to my attention that a Michael Colby from some alternate reality has passed away, and I've been asked to say a few words. God. Alright. Now look. As a reasonable officer of the law, I must exercise due diligence and assess the situation with all known facts before making my decision. Here's what we got. Subject. Alternate reality Michael Colby, who by all accounts may be very similar to my reality of Michael Colby, and you bet your medium rare ass I'd indeed have some inspired, grade-A, unhinged cop-type lines of my own. On the other hand, this particular alternate Colby may not have been all that bad for all I know. Maybe we'd have never met. Maybe we'd have been best friends. Maybe he'd be some drummer in some world-famous ska band, while alternate reality me is a monk in some bullshit Buddhist mountaintop temple somewhere. So here's my conundrum. What in the actual devil dog eggs am I gonna say? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've done some thinking, and here's what I've decided to do. Because this Colby could have been a premium-level turbo dick, I've decided to give my condolences in the form of a pre-written AI message. But like I said, because this Colby may have been alright, the AI is going to write it in the form of Shakespeare's obscure works and signed by me. That's what I'm doing. Some other alternate universe Colby can pop out of my fucking morning pancake tomorrow to gripe if they don't like it. So, without further ado, oh, how the shadows of fate hath cast its cruel light upon thee, thou mysteries, fuck, thou mysterious figure of scant acquaintance. In the tapestry of life, thy thread shall remain uncharted, thy story untold, yet inexorably intertwined with the intricate web of mortal existence. Thy untimely demise, where whispers of yore shall cradle thy passage to the realm of eternal repose, doth stir not mine heart, nor move mine spirit to mourn. Fare thee well, enigmatic wanderer. May the echoes of oblivion embrace thy wayfaring soul in their ineffable embrace. Adieu, Kyles. God damn. I can't tell if I'm satisfied or not over understanding fucking none of that. Whatever. Bye, Colby.
I heard about alive living Michael, being dead. I heard that Michael killed him, and I said to myself, what's the big deal? There's ghosts all over the place. He's just gonna be one of them now. It's not that big of a deal. But then I heard that Mr. Billings sent him to the ghost realm, and he never came back, and I hope that he's not getting experimented on. I hope that he doesn't get unbirthed. But, since I'm here at the recording studio, I decided that I was gonna sing him a song. So, here goes. I'll see you at the crossroads so you won't be lonely. I'll see you at the crossroads so you won't be lonely. I'll see you at the crossroads so you won't be lonely. I'll see you at the crossroads so you won't be lonely. What? Wait, what's that song about? Oh no, I should not be singing that.
Whoa! It feels so good to have that brain space back now. Now that I've kicked what's-his-face out of there. Whew, you win again, Jack. Great job, me.
Hello there. My name is Goat Boy. Tis I. I'm a goat. Ba-ba.